96.9 The Eagle. Lawyers, guns, and money. That's the solution from Warren Zevon. A suggestion for Leif Ekberg, our guest DJ for the day. Welcome, Leif.
Well, thanks, Charlie. Appreciate
Tell us a bit about yourself. Day job?
Well, I'm an executive host at Thunder Valley Casino right here in the Valley. And I take care of people when they come in, our biggest players. We help them out, and we take care of them in any kind of customer service way that we can.
Yeah, you're bringing people out to golf excursions at...
Well, that's the tough part of the job. Yeah.
Concerts, you get to go to those too?
Yeah, sometimes we'll go to concerts
great,
as well.
Great concert seasons for the summer set up there. Oh, and you had a shout out for some of your staff too.
Oh, absolutely. I'd like to shout out to the VIP staff and the player development team. Some of the greatest people on the face of the earth, and everyone's welcomed me with open arms, and I just really appreciate being there.
And
it's Sacramento's classic rock. This is fellow listener Leif Ekberg from Rockland picking and playing my songs on 96.9 The Eagle and Radio Fantasy Camp.
Hey, that was Roundabout by Yes. That's one of my favorites. I'll tell you what, I wore a groove through the album on that track.
And it was the album cover art that actually attracted you to that album in the first place?
Absolutely. Roger Dean's artwork is just incredible. And I used to look at that and think, this was great. I ran around high school with a Yes t-shirt on all the time. And then it just kind of it grew on me, and then music grew on me. But the artwork was the first thing that attracted me.
Yeah, the Roger Dean, these surrealistic landscapes, amazing. Mm-hmm. And the Roundabout was actually written about a trip to Scotland, the lakes in and around the Lake of Scotland. That's one of the countries you've been to in your world travels. Tell us a bit about that.
Oh, yeah. Scotland, we actually drove through and all the way up to the Isle of Skye during our European tour. And I spent most recently traveling. Our big trip was around the world. It took 12 months, over 12 months to do, and that was my wife and my honeymoon.
Wow. So was it like a highlight of one of the cities you saw?
Oh, my gosh. Just about everywhere was incredible. I've been to Thailand a couple of times, and I think that's just the most wonderful place on earth, you know.
Exotic.
The listener-hosted Radio Fantasy Camp.
All right, that was China Grove by the Doobie Brothers, one of the greatest bands, tightest bands I've ever heard.
Yeah, a couple of different eras, with Michael McDonald version and the Tom Johnston version there, but the Doobie Brothers with Tom Johnston and Santana, you're going to that one, right?
Yeah, I just got tickets for it yesterday. I'm super stoked about that one.
That's going to be a great concert this summer. Leif Ekberg, our guest DJ this morning, and tell us a story about your first album.
Oh, my goodness. The first album I ever purchased was Hunky Dory, David Bowie. And I had gone into a record store, and they used to have this album now playing
thing.
And it'd be playing in the background, and Changes came on, and I just went nuts over it and had never even been a Bowie fan. And then, bam, I'm all of a sudden buying the album. All right, Crosby, Stills, Nash, Southern Cross. There's a song that really speaks to me. It talks about sailing, and I've been on the water my whole life. Grew up on a boat and haven't stopped since.
It was like Huntington Beach where you grew up then, right?
Right on the water in Huntington. And we grew up, we had a mooring on Catalina, and we go spend the weekends over there, you know, all crammed onto a small boat.
This is Leif Ekberg, our guest DJ for the day, and you ended up sailing some other excursions, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I used to do yacht deliveries, you know, for owners that wanted to move a boat from one point to another. You know, all the way from Costa Rica to Canada, I've seen the entire coast at one time or another. You know.
A lot of blue water.
A lot of blue water hours, you know. Been out there a lot. Got a lot of marlin. Got a lot of great game fish. Just a wonderful experience out there.
The listener-hosted Radio Fantasy Camp.
Under Pressure, Bowie and Queen. Man, I mean, come on. Doesn't get better than that. And then this was for my boys and my lovely wife. They're Queen fans. They've become big-time Queen fans. It's a generational thing, I guess. And And my wife is just a lovely, lovely lady. She's spent her life in the service of others, and I can't say enough about her. So that was for you, babe.
All right. This is Leif Ekberg, our guest DJ this morning on Radio Fantasy Camp. And you're putting together your list. You say you got some suggestions from some of your friends on songs to play today?
Yeah, I did. You know, when you ask, hey, you know, classic rock list, that's a tough dude. That's a tough deal to do, you know. So I was going around asking people, hey, what's your favorite classic rock song? And Lori at work, she says, oh, you got to play Witchy Woman by the Eagles. And I went, wow, cool, because I don't get to hear it often.
Right.
Sunday, Bloody Sunday, my U2. This is a song that I first heard when I first started questioning things in my life. And there's a line in there that says, there's many lost, tell me who has won. Mm. And, you know, that spoke volumes to me.
Yeah, sometimes the music can begin to shape your life attitudes.
Oh, absolutely. Music's so important. I mean, it can evoke emotion. It can, you know, stir a memory. And sometimes it's just toe-tapping.
Yeah, absolutely, whatever the purpose. Leif Ekberg is our guest DJ this morning. He had another shout-out today.
Yeah, I gotta do a shout-out to Gabriella. Thanks, Gabriella. I appreciate you doing it.
The listener-hosted radio...
All right, Imagine by John Lennon, Words to Live By. I remember that song was playing the day John Lennon died, and I was sitting in the quad at in college, and someone had told me that he'd been shot. I just couldn't believe it, you know, not him.
Yeah, voice of a generation going there. Leif Ekberg, our guest DJ this morning on Radio Fantasy Camp, and you once had a private concert with Aerosmith?
Yeah. Kind of a private concert,
right.
You know? Yeah, I was on the opening team at the House of Blues in North Hollywood in 93, and Aerosmith was slated to open at the private party opening. And so we're trying to get the place ready to go, and everyone goes off to have dinner, and in walks Aerosmith, and I stayed behind to get some work done, so I'm the only one in the place. And they do about a 4-song straight through sound check, man. And this was one of the songs that they played right here. And the greatest, Eric Clapton, Layla. That was the first concert I ever attended as a teenager. Was Charlie Daniels Band opening for Eric Clapton at the Fabulous Forum.
The Fabulous Forum, the L.A. area. That's a good one to start with, man. This is Leif Ekberg, our guest DJ this morning. And you've done a lot of world traveling, man, and you and your wife have had some adventures. Tell us about running with the bulls.
Oh, yeah. That was one night of reservation that we had in a whole year of travel. The people at the House of Blues had given that to us as a wedding gift. So we get to Pamplona, and I go out there the first day because it's a week-long festival.
Right.
It's their San Fermin Festival. And so we go out there, and I'm running with the bulls, and I ran up into the bull rink and did the whole deal, you know, the white shirt with the red sash and the whole deal, you know. It was just a ball. And my wife got the brunt of it. She was out with this massive crowd being squashed and poor thing, you know. But we did get one picture of it, you know. It's something that I've put in the bucket list, you know.
The listener-hosted Radio Fantasy Camp. 96.
Rod Stewart, Maggie May. Man, that reminds me of when we used to go out and do our bomber trips out to Palm Springs with all the guys thinking we were so cool, you know, going to the nightclubs and, you know, and we would always have that Rod Stewart stuff going in the background.
Bringing back some memories there. This is Leif Ekberg, our guest DJ for the day. Been a lot of fun, man.
Oh, man, Charlie, it's been awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And we'll see you sometime this summer out of Thunder Valley. I'll be out for some of the concerts.
Absolutely.
And if you'd like to join me some random Sunday for a couple of hours and share some of your favorite tunes and stories, find out more about Radio Fantasy Camp online at eagle969.com. And one more for you, Leif, with Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin, Rock and Roll, man, a song that doesn't get played nearly enough. And I was one of the few people that I know that got to see Zeppelin in 77. So.